El juez ahí me copió.
Negativo, no le copié nada.
Feliciano Valencia is a leader in the Nasa community. He is getting ready for Minga of Resistance. A Minga is a traditional gathering or activity for the general good.
Porque somos gobiernos propios dentro de este territorio.
Within this territory, we are the government. We have special jurisdiction, and some of the people living here are not obeying the rules and are doing stuff that they shouldn't. So the community is going to act. We need to defend our territory against all kinds of problems or threats, so we've called for a minga.
Para salirla a defender.
Sí. 3,000 Nasa people are attending this minga, accompanied by an unarmed force known as the Indigenous Guard. Ana Felisa Sapa spent the last 8 years in the Indigenous Guard.
We don't want illegal mining or illegal crops on our territory. We don't agree with those activities. We burn illegal crops and destroy the mines. That is the work of the Indigenous Guard.
Divided into groups and overseen by the unarmed Indigenous Guard, the Nasa volunteers rip out illegal cultivations of marijuana and coca, the raw ingredient of cocaine, and close down illegal gold mines. Mingas happen every couple of months. Volunteers congregate early in the morning, setting out in convoy on motorbikes and in trucks, covering an area of approximately 35 kilometers.
Hay que rehabilitar, no la vuelven a resembrar.
The unregulated use of mercury for gold mining is poisoning the water and the land that many people depend on. But for many others, their livelihood depends on these businesses. That's the case of Diego Alexander, whose illegal processing plant is a target of the day's activities.
Why are you taking these things? This is private property. This was bought with my sweat. This cost me money. Why don't you do this to other people? Why don't you confiscate their stuff?
Later in the day, a flyer from a paramilitary group called the Black Eagles arrives. The Indigenous Guard's activities have earned it great respect in the communities around the town of Santander de Quilichao, but it has also made many enemies. The flyer from the Black Eagles warns the guard that it will attack any groups operating in this area at night.
Eso es muy peligroso porque nosotros hacemos control.
That is very dangerous for us because we carry out operations every night. The Indigenous Guard carry out roadblocks and patrols, making sure these very people don't come into our territory. It is very worrying. But despite the threats, we need to keep protecting our communities.
For Lisandro Huehue Casachamin, a member of the Guard, the question is a simple one. Working for the community goes beyond personal interest.
It's important to protect and defend our land. It's what we depend on and what we survive off. We try to encourage each family to come to peaceful events like this one that protect the land.
Inspired by the Indigenous Guard and these Mingas, other communities across Cauca are forming self-protection groups. Many here are waiting for Colombia's government to deal with the lack of state institutions in rural areas and the highly centralized state. In the meantime, in the hills outside Santander de Quilichao, the Indigenous Guard will keep patrolling. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright in Santander de Quilichao, Colombia.